Welcome to Tuesday, 6:40 in the A of M. This is your favorite morning radio show. All right, Tuesday. We've been doing this show for over a year now under new management, so I think it's time that we make a decision. Yes, we are always, at least once a week, we are always going to reach out and help our fellow listeners and our mankind as a whole by answering all of their email. I think it's become a very popular thing. It is very important that we do this for all of mankind. We have a responsibility. I'm not shirking away from it.
All of mankind?
All of mankind.
We've got email from you.
Play some music!
There's lots of mail, indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone!
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, here we go. First letter comes to us from Abby. Abby's 24 years old, which, by the way, Tom, you're not really supposed to twerk during this segment, during the music. It's not really music.
Can't help myself,
Sure, I understand. Abby writes into us and says, "Dear gentlemen, I went out with a new guy over the weekend. He picked me up from my apartment so we could go have lunch on our date. Then he told me he was low on gas. We'd need to make a quick stop somewhere, which was fine except for one thing. The quick stop turned into a 20-minute wait at Sam's Club just so he could get relatively inexpensive gas." Apparently people wait like 10 cars deep sometimes just to save 10 cents a gallon. "I know gas is expensive, but my date probably only saved us $1.50. The whole thing annoyed me. Does it mean he's irresponsible, or he's responsible, future husband type, or just cheap?"
I would say cheap. I can't understand the people that drive across town to save a nickel a gallon on gas. I've never understood that. My time is worth something. There is a convenience value in things.
The clue here is that she was annoyed.
Yep.
If he was a great guy, mm-hmm. If lunch was fun, think, wow, he's good looking and he's
smart get to lunch.
And whatever, you would overlook a little annoyance of it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, if you really liked him, you'd enjoy having to spend the extra time with him.
I think that's exactly right. If you really were into him, Abby, it would be like, oh, look, he's...
Why don't we drive to Wisconsin Rapids for gas?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
great.
That's the way it would be. But this guy is like, Abby, give him another date or two, and if he's got these cheap tendencies and it bothers you, kick him to the curb.
By the way, I'm not sure the gas is cheaper at Sam's Club anyway.
I don't know. I haven't been over there to get gas in a while. Last time I tried it, my card wasn't reading right. It's like, oh, forget this, and I just left and went somewhere else. Maury, 35 years old, writes to us and says, "Gentlemen, when I met my wife, she was stacked. Had a great booty as well. Uh-huh. She wasn't overweight, just curvy." I hear you, Maury. I hear you.
She's filled out a little bit, Maury. Is that what you're going to tell us?
Apparently not.
Okay.
"In the past year, she's lost 15 to 20 pounds, and it's bumming me out. She doesn't look as sexy anymore to me. She's just a stick. And I have to admit, I'm not as physically attracted to her anymore. Should I tell her I want her awesome curves back?" Now, that's a twist for you. When normally we get, but now he's like, hey.
I suppose you could do it subtly by, you know, offering her ice cream for every meal and put cheese on this.
Could he secretly plump her up? Wow.
How about we have more cookies? Huh? How about some pie? How about can we have a baked potato with everything?
Good to see that our emails are still as superficial as they've always been.
Way to go. Way to insult the listeners. We'll be having tryouts for a new coach. Maury, I hear you, man. Had a conversation like this over the weekend. A really good friend of and I, we were talking about, you know, old times and things, and he was always one that really liked the skinny chicks. He just did. And I was always, you know, wanted them a little more curvy. And I made mention of some actress, I don't remember, who was not fat, just curvy. I said, yeah, she's very attractive. He goes, oh, come on. She's a cow. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it's all about personal taste. More, again, does it say how long they've been married?
There's no way that a man can bring this up without getting hit over the head.
I don't know. I think it would be easier to have a conversation with a woman that you would like to see her gain weight than if you went to her and said, you know, I'd like it if you lost a few pounds. I think that's going to be easier.
What if she's been on the diet for the last year has said no to dozens of ice creams and desserts or whatever, and then he goes, honey, I liked you better.
She said, yeah, but I had to lose weight to fit into my next wedding dress.
No,
yeah. You bite your tongue on this one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I am always an advocate of being honest and having communication. Just tread lightly, brother. Tread lightly. All right, this one comes to us from Lily. Lily is 34 years old, and she says, my husband and I are having our first baby. I'm about 2 months along. I'm normally very health conscious, but I'm not going to do that with my pregnancy. I'm going to use it as an opportunity to eat all the bad foods I can.
Baby wants Haagen-Dazs. Bring it on.
I want chips. I want ice cream. I want candy. And once I have the baby, I will go back to eating right and exercising. Maybe you will.
Have there been studies done about how that much sugar would affect the child prenatally? I mean, if she's going to eat nothing but ice cream, candy,
and cake.
Well, she
didn't say nothing but she wants to indulge. I want my pregnancy to be like a 9-month vacation, especially.
Oh, good luck with that. Obviously, this is the first child because at month 8, it is no longer a vacation.
She says, especially since I have to deal with all the crappy things about being pregnant. Do any other women use their pregnancies as an excuse to eat bad foods?
I'm sure yes.
Lily, my sister did. When my sister was pregnant.
Come off afterwards.
No. For some women it's easy. For some women it's hard. But my sister ate everything in sight. I mean, she was a eating machine. I made the mistake. I said, well, let me take you out to breakfast. Holy cow. And I mean the term literally. She ate like 2 breakfasts. And then later in the day, she goes, I really want a chocolate shake from this place down the street. I'm like, good God, woman. All right. So there it is. I'd say, you know what? Indulge. My recommendation, and probably should see a doctor to get this, make sure this is okay. Indulge a little. Don't go overboard. You want it, have a little bit of everything you want. Don't just sit down and put your face in the pancake platter and just eat until you can't swallow anymore. That's my advice. You think that's fair? You think that's good?
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, all of this has probably helped and uplifted all of our listeners, but is there anything we could do to give them a little bit more inspiration? I wonder, is there?
And now, a motivational moment with Professor Scott.
You can do anything you set your mind to when you have vision, determination, and an endless supply of expendable labor.
This has been a motivational moment with Professor Scott.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.